Singapore is sick and tired of being square. Singapore officially does not like jokes about its censoring and caning people or banning chewing gum and long hair. An official government campaign has begun to make at least a few small parts of Singapore creatively scruffy and avant-garde. A $300 million state-funded art center is scheduled to open next month. In recent speeches, Prime Minister Goh Chok Tong has commanded his country people to loosen up, stop pretending to be so prim and proper, and even called for the creation of a few little bohemias where artists can, quote, gather, soak in the ambience, and do their creative stuff. Joining us now to talk about Singapore's groovy makeover is the founder of Singapore's Wild Rice Theater Company, Ivan Heng. He recently directed an adaptation of George Orwell's Animal Farm. Mr. Heng, thanks for being with us.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and nice to talk to you. And I must ask, did you make any what we would recognize as revisions in the script to Animal Farm to play in Singapore?
We changed a few things, like, you know, the heating, which the animals demanded for, was changed to air conditioning because we lived on the equator. But apart from that, we did Animal Farm for Singapore the way Orwell wrote it.
I ask, of course, because in other parts of the world, Singapore is often identified as a prosperous but authoritarian society. And
yes.
Animal Farm, of course, portrays an authoritarian society.
Yes, very much so. I think the play basically asks us, you know, the three basic questions that have always plagued, you know, society ever since Aristotle asked them, you know, what is the good life? And those questions are, you know, how do we live with each other?
Mm-hmm.
How should we be ruled? And what is the proper relationship between the individual and the state?
Do you think Singapore is at a point where you can move from presenting a play about authoritarianism like Animal Farm to a play or a comedian doing a monologue in which this actual government of Singapore would be kidded or mocked or ridiculed?
I don't know. I mean, we're beginning to have satire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what is interesting and exciting is the fact that less and less artists are beginning to censor themselves.
Mm.
And we say, okay, there's a board of censors, then, you know, censor us. And then artists also kind of let the public know that they have been censored, and they put up portions of play on signboards outside the notice to say these are the portions of the play that have been censored, or sometimes they even read out these portions of the play to the audience, but they don't perform it.
That's awfully clever, Mr. Heng.
Yeah, it is, and the authorities allow it.
Mr. Heng, what do you make of the government's stated desire to essentially make at least a few blocks of Singapore look like what they have in their minds is a movie image of Greenwich Village?
Yeah, to turn something into bohemia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a bit strange because, well, as an artist working here, I'd hate to be thought of as living in a bohemia. My view basically is that, you know, that kind of statement and classification basically marginalizes you and doesn't make you part of life. You know, artists should be, you know, part of the social fabric out there, free, working in the community with the people, and that's what, you know, art should be and is for.
Mr. Heng, thank you very much, sir.
Take care.
Ivan Heng is the founder, artistic director, and lead actor of the Wild Rice Theater Company in Singapore.